Someone wise once said the times they are a-changing. He said other stuff too, just not relevant to this.
Can't say that.
Songs that couldn't be released in 2022.
Yes, he also said blowing in the wind, that bloke.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
That's it.
Probably can't say that much nowadays.
No.
We're looking at songs that in 2022, if you release them, people might turn their nose up and say, how dare you?
You'd be in some big strife, wouldn't you?
You'd be in some big strife, but I've been looking at it. Well, dead set, half the Triple M frickin' pie list is on this list of things that, I don't know if you can say that anymore. quite frankly, they're songs, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, songs aren't autobiographical.
That's true.
Songs are written from a third-person point of view.
Yep.
Sometimes they're autobiographical, Brian Adams.
Yep.
He did get his first real six string at the Five and Dime.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But most of these songs, Riders on the Storm, There's a Killer on the Road, By the Doors, it's not about anyone in particular.
That's it.
They're just like movies.
Just a few sayings as
it's
well,
like
there, Glees.
Movies, it's like The Simpsons. So songs are flights of fancy. So people should not really look into them too much except for, I like the melody of that song. I like the words of that song. This song that we're going to play is actually an Elvis Costello and the Attraction song.
Yes.
And he has actually come out and said, please don't play it.
So everyone else is okay with it.
Well, he just feels that maybe there's a few missteps in the language that he's used in it. But look, as I say, the songs are rarely autobiographical. They're just a bunch of blokes getting together, putting some words to a nice tune, and, while these university professors are sitting around analysing them, I'm writing songs about them and what a bunch of knobs they are.
Yeah, there you go.
Or not that they are, but people like them are.
Yeah, correct.
So let's get into a song right now that you can't play, we can play it.
We can play it, but you can't release it.
You couldn't release it today.
So Elvis doesn't want this played?
Well, he said he'd prefer it not to be played.
So what do we do on Triple M Nights with Dave?
We say, Elvis Costello, thanks for the memories.
Triple M.